real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. About a dozen new fires started Thursday across Southern California. Most were quickly contained, but strong winds continue this morning.
Southern California is again a powder keg. Howling Santa Ana winds and bone-dry conditions, fueling fires big and small.
You can see they're making retardant drops already.
West of L.A. in Ventura County, dirt, flying smoke, blasting firefighters working furiously, stopping forward progress of the Laguna fire, not before a Cal State campus was forced to evacuate.
The governor has approved $2.5 billion in fire relief funds. President Trump expected to visit Los Angeles today to see the damage firsthand. Troops have arrived at the southern border as President Trump cracks down on immigration. Hundreds of migrants have been arrested in cities across the country. But a judge has temporarily blocked Trump's order ending birthright citizenship. The Senate expected to vote on Pete Hegseth's nomination for defense secretary today. This is ABC News. New evidence introduced in the fraud case against the former interpreter for MLB superstar Shohei Ohtani.
Investigators releasing new audio in the fraud case that rocked Major League Baseball.
Who am I speaking with?
Shohei Ohtani.
But they say that's not Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani. It's his interpreter at the time, Ipe Mizuhara.
Will there be any future wires to your friend?
Possibly.
In April last year, Mizuhara was charged with bank fraud, accused of impersonating Ohtani on calls to a bank to steal nearly $17 million from the World Series champion.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. A California couple now taking legal action against JetBlue after a block of ice fell off of one of their aircraft and through the roof of their Englewood home back in January 2024. The suit cites a Federal Aviation Administration investigation that allegedly found the plane had potable water issues dating back 6 months, and the aircraft had been reportedly linked to a similar incident where falling ice damaged a home. Dave Packer, ABC.
Hey, it's Brian from Heights Pub and Parlor, 217 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
And I'm Ashley. Get your happy hour on every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with $4 rail mixers and drafts and $3 bottled beers.
Plus, we've upgraded our kitchen. We now use lard in our fryers for healthier, tastier food. Check out our prime Angus burgers, pressed paninis, and our fresh walleye.
Hosting a party? Book our second floor parlor with a third level loft. They're perfect for get-togethers.
Heights Pub and Parlor, online at heightsgb.com or follow us on Facebook.
Hey, it's Amanda with a new Wisco 411 for you. And if you've been craving some good barbecue, man, have we got the event for you. The Fox Valley Barbecue Club's annual rib cook-off is Saturday, January 25th at Stone Yard, Greenville. The first set of racks are being pulled from the smokers at 11 a.m., and the event goes until all 150 racks are sold, with proceeds going to the Old Glory Honor Flight. So wipe that drool from your face and go to WGBW.FM, click events, and learn more.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
The Bucks trounced the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat 125-96 at Fiserv Forum. The win, despite some challenges, getting back to Milwaukee from New Orleans, where the Bucks were stuck in a hotel during a record-breaking snowstorm. The start time to last night's game had to be pushed back an hour. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Showing up for a game 2 hours before the game off an airplane. My guess is that our science team would probably say not the healthiest thing to do. On the plane, we showed the guys their matchups. I told them to be prepared.
NFL, the Buffalo Bills face the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC title game Sunday at 5:30 from Arrowhead. Do the referees give the Chiefs a break when calling penalties?
I don't feel that way. I mean, I just try to play football at the end of the day. The referees are doing their best to call the game as fair and as proper as they possibly can. And all you can do is go out there and play the game that you love as hard as you can and live with the results. And so that's what we preach here in Kansas City.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Oscar nominations came out yesterday. 10 movies were nominated for Best Picture. But in the Best Supporting Actor category, there were 5 nominees, including Yuri Borisov for Anora, Edward Norton for his role opposite Timothy Chalamet in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Guy Pearce was nominated for his role in The Brutalist. Kieran Culkin for the comedy drama A Real Pain. And his Succession co-star Jeremy Strong drew a nomination for his part in The Apprentice. A Complete Unknown, The Brutalist, and Anora all drew Best Picture nominations as well. In the Best Supporting Actress category, it was more good news for A Complete Unknown, as Monica Barbaro was nominated, to no one's surprise. Ariana Grande got a nod for her role in the blockbuster Wicked. Felicity Jones for The Brutalist. Isabella Rossellini is up for her role in Conclave. And after showing her musical side, the Academy recognized Zoe Saldana for her role in Amelia Perez. Every film these actresses were in was also nominated for Best Picture. Nice job, girls. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Fox Valley forecast. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. Highs near 19. It will be breezy out of the west. For tonight, chance of snow or flurries. We'll see a low around 15. For Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, a high near 31. Sunday, sunny, 26. Monday, partly sunny, mid-30s.
Currently, one above.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Santel will discuss how to defend the Constitution. Also, how many pardoned J6ers violently attacked police officers? And what's in the RFK and MLK Jr. assassination files? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you.
Johnny's feeling it.
I'm feeling it. All right. No. We're on the air now.
Yeah.
Nikki.
Yeah.
Jim is on his way to Nashville. A friend texted me last night. I could read this real quick. About the airport. A friend of mine works at the airport. Hang on. About dogs.
Oh, boy.
In case Jim's listening. Is again. I just talked to somebody in the airport with a large dog that traveled with them. She told me it was allowed in the cabin next to her because it was a service dog. Emotional support dogs are no longer allowed, she said.
Yeah. Do you know why? Because everybody was going to their doctor and getting the excuse.
Ah.
So people were being like, chameleon. It's my
emotional support
chameleon. And, yes. You know.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki is in. Hi, Nikki.
Good morning.
Think of a better name than Mino and Nikki. How about, because I had Mino and Nick. You know what I mean? It's right. It kind of flows off the tongue.
Right.
What's your nickname in school?
I didn't have one in school.
No? When you played softball, you didn't have a nickname like, hey, well, Cutter or,
yeah,
you know, Scooter?
Just your last name.
What do you call Scooter?
Was military. It was like military. Hey, Becker.
Nothing cool. I mean, no disrespect.
For the first time from you, Nick the Noodle. That's kind of awful.
That family. Was your nickname. That's terrible.
That was a family name. That's adorable.
Wait, what was it again?
Nick the Noodle. Nobody knows why, and the uncle who coined me, Nick the Noodle, it has since passed. And
I'm sorry.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Johnny.
Sorry.
Wow. Great way to start off a Friday morning.
I know, right? Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep. Anything else you'd like to cover? Yep. Right away?
Wow. I got a text here. Good morning, beautiful people.
Hi, Kim. Hi, Adam.
Vintage Rose.
Our new...
Yeah. I'm not hardly excited about that, but I promise if we... do a show at their place, I won't get mayonnaise on my microphone this time.
I don't know. I think we are. But we are doing a show coming up. Vintage Rose.
We
got to
talk about Vintage Rose. It is a phenomenal place.
February 6th.
Yep. Thursday morning, we'll be out there live in De Pere, West De Pere, right?
Yep.
6 till 9 o'clock. Nice. Jim and John and Kim and Nikki will be out there, and I'll be out there.
Adam making the rolls.
Oh, we got to get Adam on.
Chicken salad croissant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Croissant.
Big fan. Croissant.
Yeah, I don't
Big
say
fan.
It like the French.
Big fan.
I did like how when you said goodbye to Jim yesterday.
Yeah.
What did Bring I say? Me back something
oh, yeah.
French.
It's funny. I did that to Murphy. I forget where Murphy was going. And I text one of the Facebook thing. Bring me back something. Katie goes, yeah, because you're 9 and you never go
you
anywhere, right?
You need a
right?
souvenir.
Yes.
I need a keychain or something.
Katie was the voice of everybody on that show.
Yeah.
I just want to say, like, everything we were thinking, she
would
was saying.
Blurt out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes her so good.
Okay, but I told her, I said, okay, How about the time I had to sponsor a trip to Las Vegas? You're like, bring me back something. Bring me back something cool. So I brought her back two cocktail glasses.
And she didn't appreciate that or what?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I swear to God. She like, I don't even want those. I can't get them out of there. Yeah.
Somebody brought me back a hurricane glass from New Orleans once.
Those are cool.
From what's the Pat?
Pat O'Brien's.
Pat O'Brien's.
I had one too.
Yep, yep.
You know why I think she didn't like them? Still had pieces of like cherry stems and stuff like
that.
Piece
sounds,
of cherry stuff.
That is the most John Minow statement ever.
I totally meant. Okay. Can I be honest with you?
Please start.
Okay. There was when somebody had put. I don't want to want you thinking less of me. I don't want anybody.
I don't think much of you to start.
No, I was just gonna say I don't think that's possible.
Yeah.
Okay. You know when you get a really early flight.
Yeah.
And people had put their room service trays out from the night before.
No. Nope.
Yes.
You
did.
Took them. You totally stole the drinkware. You just snorted.
Yeah.
So you didn't even pay for the glass, the drinkware.
No.
It's got somebody else's DNA on it.
Yeah.
That is so Minow-esque.
I think I still use them.
I wonder if one of them is in our back break room.
Might be.
Which one?
Remember the one that was out by the door for the longest time, that hurricane glass, that daiquiri glass?
I don't remember that, but.
I mean, it was just a few weeks ago.
Yeah. No, yeah. That wasn't mine. No. But she was totally unappreciative. So, just saying. Today is cold. Today is just wind chill of 14 below. I thought today was supposed to be nice. Zero degrees in Green Bay, 0 degrees in Appleton, 0 degrees in Oshkosh.
Goose eggs.
Wow. I was talking to a guy yesterday, good friend of mine, Vietnam veteran. I'm working on his story for the book, which is an amazing story. Can I tell you that recap a little bit? Classic comics version of this story.
Please.
Two guys from Wisconsin, local guys, didn't know each other, get to know each other at the induction center in Milwaukee. Okay, just two like farm boys, small town guys, just kind of, you're always looking for a friend in a situation like that.
Right.
Became friends. Both by chance get sent to the same place, Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Got it.
They went through, they said, we need guys for the Army, Airborne, and Marines.
Yeah.
So he said, everybody line up and just go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 out of 100 guys. They both end up in the same thing. They go through all the training together, stay in the same unit. They're going to be sent to Vietnam. They made a pact. So how about this? Nobody comes home without the other one.
Yes.
Okay. So they're over there in Vietnam together, go through the whole thing. They only had a few weeks left to go. And they're home free, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the one guy goes, the other guy goes, hey, here's my watch and my wallet. I'm not going to be coming back. He's like, what are you talking about? We only have 3 weeks left. He goes, yeah, but I sent one of my guys on, his wife's having a baby. She's overdue. He's, so stressed out. I can't send him on this mission. His mind won't be into it, so I'm going to go. He said, I'm not sure I'm coming back, just, you know. So he went into what turned out to be one of the worst battles in all of Vietnam, Operation Ripcord. Was never in the Asha Valley, okay? Gets severely wounded right away. His buddy had gotten very severely wounded, too. He said his wound was so big, you could have taken a football and put it in his leg. It was so swollen and the wound was so bad.
Mm.
Okay? So the other guy said, so...
Pairs well with Wheaties this morning.
Yeah.
So the guy gets severely wounded, okay? Right through his lung, everything like that. They fly him out. He says he goes through this whole thing. He was kind of unconscious. He said, I'm laying on this steel cot... steel table, freezing, unbelievable pain. I open my eyes. Who's the first thing I see? This ugly face right here. And it was him.
No way.
And they did everything possible where they came back together. One wouldn't leave without the other.
That is incredible.
So that's the story I'm working on right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Isn't that something? And when I interviewed them, I interviewed them both together at the American Legion, your buddy's place in Appleton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Post 38.
Yeah, in the back room there.
Yes.
They had some issues. Did you see that water pipe broke and everything?
I shared that Facebook post, but now they're all good
to go.
That's
a great place. That's a great place for lunch and everything.
Fish fry.
Yeah.
They've got brat fries in the summer.
Phenomenal food.
And the baseball park right there.
Right there. That's cool. Yeah. But isn't that quite the story? They literally refused to leave Vietnam unless the other guy came with them.
It's indescribable.
Yeah. And now they're still great friends.
That is tremendous.
Yeah.
Well, I told you that it was a few weeks ago. I forget which vets you had on.
Here?
Yes. It was the goalpost game.
Oh, yeah. Ron and Chuck.
Yes.
Yes.
And the three of you were talking out by my desk.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I was just in awe. And I told you, I started to get choked up because here I am. I'm watching actual, literal heroes. And it just hurts my heart to this day to know what they came back to and how underwhelming that was, and a little too late for our
gratitude. You
want to
know what the biggest, you want to know, you know, you see the movies about people throwing things and everything. Mm. You want to know which in some ways, I don't say want to say the word worse, but if something like those things happen, okay, it happened once and then you move on, okay? That's the way a lot of the guys look, okay. But what was the most strange for them, the Vietnam vets I'm talking about, is that they'd come back and they just couldn't wait to go out with their buddies. And they go out with their buddies and it's like, wow, are these guys immature?
Right.
I mean, they're like still kids.
Oh,
we went, these guys have been away for a year, year and a half, 2 years, 3 years in the most dangerous situations on the face of the earth. And you grow up really, really fast. And they come back and it's like being with like adolescents.
It's like me walking into work every day.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. But that was their big thing. It's like, you guys are still goofy goofballs thinking this. You know what I mean?
But do you have any perspective?
Exactly. And that was really, really hard for them.
Yeah.
That and the other thing that was really hard, one of these guys from Manitowoc, wonderful gentleman, great guy, comes back. He said, well, I'm just going to get a job. I survived. Mm-hmm. And he was on those boats, the swift boats, as they call them, and which is a really dangerous job. And anyway, he comes back and he goes to apply at this store, like a garage. He goes, and they're like, oh, what's your military obligation? He says, nope, I'm done. I'm good. Just got out. Just got back from Vietnam. Okay, we are going to keep this on file.
Oh.
And he said that happened about three or four times. And he realized, holy crap, everything's going really good until I tell him I just got back from Vietnam. He said, I had to stop. I just told people, yep, my obligations are done. I was in the Army. It's over with behind me and no more military obligation. Because guys are always worried about hiring somebody and then them getting drafted.
Sure.
And he had to stop telling people.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Wow.
Because the media, the national media did such a horrific job at portraying crazed Vietnam vets.
Of course.
Some guy could get a six parking tickets. Vietnam vet gets six parking tickets.
Yeah.
They
just
were
to troll.
So,
woo!
Yeah.
Woof.
Painted with that brush.
How'd we get that?
Why did somebody just put a picture of me looking like Walter Matthau?
Todd?
Got this text here. Just wondering if John looks better than this day, Mike.
Good morning, Mike Pritzel.
Hello, Michael. Hello, Michael.
Now, if
look at that hair.
Jeez. I mean, that
why
was
do you think I was using hand sanitizer to paint it down?
And the haircut does look very nice.
Thank you.
You're all dapper this
morning. I went back
to
my regular. She's like, where have you been? I haven't seen you.
Oh, so you remembered your password?
No.
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 Of course not.
I just walked in and asked if I could.
Can anybody help me?
Unlike the place I was yesterday, I had to wait for a prescription. I won't say where. Okay. And I go, she goes, well, do you want to stay and wait, or do you want us to call you and come back later? I said, well, how long would it take? She goes, I don't know. I go,
I don't know. Just kill me.
I go, 10 minutes or 3 hours?
Fair question at that point. And she
said, 15 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'll take a look. I'll wander around.
It's going to be 3 days. I don't know. Got text here. How about the new Bears coach, Ben Johnson, saying he's happy he's coached against Matt LaFleur twice in a season. The rivalry is back, says Terry. You ever notice that anybody that gets hired in the division, they have to give a shot to the Packers.
Right down.
I think Lovie
right
Smith said that. You know, we're going to beat the Packers every game we play. But, yeah. You know what? Bring it on.
Yeah.
Bring it on, Margo.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, Or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor with Nikki filling in as the Mayor makes his way to Nashville today. You know what I did Green Bay basketball? I heard this song every single night for 32 nights for 10 years. Got the start of every college basketball game back in that era.
Yep.
This was the song
they would
play.
The warm-up song.
The warm-up song. Yep. I mean, that's what it just brings
and it
me back
always,
to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it always got people going, no question.
You can smell the gym floor right now.
Oh, isn't that the greatest smell in the world?
Yeah.
Walk into a gym, the smell of popcorn.
Popcorn smell is good, yes.
Two best things in the world, sports-wise. Walk into a gym that has that popcorn smell and a high school football or baseball field that's been freshly mowed. Oh, that
fresh
smell
cut
of cut grass.
All day.
Isn't that phenomenal?
All day.
Just phenomenal. If you could get that scent in a candle.
Yes.
I'm going to work on that. This could be my side gig.
So what, the popcorn smell?
No. Popcorn or freshly cut grass.
I'm sure there's got to be candles.
I don't think there are.
There are.
I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going to do?
There's this thing, Johnny, called the internet.
Yeah.
And
been struggling
World
with that.
World Wide Web.
Been struggling.
Worldwide.
Been struggling.
It's catching on.
Been struggling.
I think the kids gonna are
going to
like
with
it.
You. I'm just.
Yeah, there's tons of fresh cut out there. There's actually tons of popcorn out there, too, just so you know.
Huh.
No.
The scented candles that smell like
that? Yeah, a fresh cut grass there isn't.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it right now. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 just on the first page. 10, 11, 12, 13.
Huh.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
I did not know that.
Ed, did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, you are correct, sir.
We got to do a Karnak sometime.
I would love it.
I would love that. We got to do that. You know what else we got to do? We got to do password.
Okay.
The password is...
We talk about this.
I know. Are we going to do that?
Endlessly.
I just want to do it so I can use that voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Neil Diamond, 84 years old. First album, I've told this a million times. Second album I ever bought, Neil Diamond, Greatest Hits. First album, Sergeant Barry Sadler, Ballad of the Green Beret. Fighting soldiers from the sky. You don't remember that one?
No. No. Sure don't. How come there's
don't
an
edition?
Don't
you remember in Caddyshack when he's going out to kill the golfers?
Yeah.
Begging your pardon, I'm going to kill the golfers. Look me up and throw away the key. Just saying.
Wait, so that was who?
That was Bill Murray.
Right.
Okay, in Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, he's got the holes and he's going to attack the golfers.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Sure. So we got to play a lot of Neil Diamond today.
I can do that.
A lot. It's got to be an all Neil Diamond day.
It's also a breaking news. I got to break in with some breaking news.
Okay.
Okay. Stand by.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he comes.
running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been in since.
Here he comes.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
There he goes.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Well, yes, they call him the
Steve. Ray Stevens turns 85 years old today with his number one hit from 1977.
I'm not sure. I thought it was 74. But
74, 75, right in that era. Yeah.
Wow.
1974 it was released.
74. Yeah. You want me to tell you a quick story about that?
Yeah.
So I was at a football camp at Carthage College in Kenosha. 150 kids. Okay.
Yep.
Campus police goes to the guy running camp, says that somebody's streaking through the thing.
No.
They come to my room first. The honest to God truth.
Most likely.
I wasn't doing it. I wasn't doing anything. I'm like, what? We had a report. Somebody was streaking. We thought it was you. Why would you think it was me?
Well.
Isn't that bizarre?
No.
That's something I would never, ever do. Ever do. Do they still do that? Is it Oshkosh? Where like the cross country team once a year runs a mile?
They do the naked bike race down in Madison.
Okay.
Which I would think would be very painful.
Boy, me.
But yeah.
Wow.
Woof.
Woof. Woof.
How about
woof.
Old school? We're going streaking through the quad.
That's right.
You don't like Will Ferrell, though, so you would.
Yeah, he hates Will Ferrell.
I don't hate him. There's just not a... He doesn't do it for you. He's the same person no matter what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not
Dumb animal.
Yeah.
Gets paid gobs of money.
Did you see him at the L.A. Kings hockey game the other night? Right around, he wore the elf costume. Just sat in the stands wearing.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Really? Didn't say anything, but he just sat in the elf costume. He has season tickets. He just said he'd do that. Yes. I got a text here. Special request, please. Could you please play the audio of the government official from the country of Denmark with his response to Trump's desire to take over Greenland? Reminds me of what Johnny would say to somebody as he relates to parking in the city of Green Bay.
Get the dumb button.
Yeah, maybe not do that one. Yeah. Okay. So we got a big show for you. We got Lisa Hale coming up, new Wisco weekend preview. We got Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. We got Aaron Ludwig, good friend of mine, talking about a great podcast he's doing with just local dads getting together to, you know, talk about
shoot the breeze.
Yep. Sean Becker, Aaron's Nordic Center. That sounds like so much fun. I wish I was in training. I wish I'd been in training for the snowshoe thing. Mike Schabo, Heights Pub and Parlor with Dennis from the Glam Band, who, of course, will be here. Big time stuff. Big stuff.
And you have to cut out early today.
I get cut out early. I got to go to some TV over Channel 5 with Lisa, who I really like. She's nice to me.
Why do you say it like that?
Just saying.
Oh, so just you're saying. The Mulane today.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
So let me just ask, is that a trade up or a trade down?
For her?
For Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a trade down.
Speaking of which, Lisa Malick's going to be joining us on Wednesday morning when we're live at the Heights.
Yay!
Right down the street celebrating awesome. Their 1 year anniversary.
So. I remember the last time I did one with Lisa.
Get the cameras ready because Lisa loves me.
Last time I did it, I heard the producer, Lisa, please, for the love of God, for the love of God, shut him up. We have so little time left.
I believe it.
It's fun, though. I love Lisa. She's awesome. Worked with her for a lot of years over at the other station. She's just fun.
Those two are great together.
They are.
Phenomenal.
And really into the community.
Absolutely.
And always telling the story.
And kind of like even when we had the people from the Press Times, we want to be the radio version of the Press Times and almost the radio version of the Channel 5 show.
Yeah, Local 5 Live.
Local 5 Live.
Yeah.
So
passion.
Yeah.
Passion.
Absolutely.
We are lucky.
So I got to ask you a quick question.
What's up? No, I will not make out with you.
Oh, my God.
What movie is that from?
I don't remember.
No, I will not make out with you.
I don't know.
No, it's an Adam Sandler movie.
I don't like Adam Sandler movies.
I know.
I just don't know. Okay, to me, Adam Sandler's what you are with.
Yeah, and I'm kind of the same with Adam. But I do like them both. It's the same character no matter what you do. I can
do predictable.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
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 Charmable.
No, I was going to ask you about spring training.
After the break.
All right. We'll get started a quick break. We have Lisa Hale joining us, Mark Houston, Aaron Ludwig, Sean Becker, and Mike Schabo here on a Friday morning. Stay with us.
Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed?
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Boy, lots of different elements lately influencing our dairy prices, including policy. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And, of course, in America's Dairyland, we pay a lot of attention to what's going on in dairy. Katie Burgess, one of the broker analysts with EverAg, says it's not just outside forces like global exports that are pressuring our dairy prices. You also have to keep an eye on domestic policies and things like federal milk marketing order reform that could impact Class 3 prices we depend on here in Wisconsin.
Yesterday, we saw the market continue to fall. Spot cheese prices now at the lowest level since mid-December. And with that, it's led to a lot of volatility in Class 3 milk prices as well. I mean, for instance, earlier this month, February milk was up above $21. Yesterday, it was getting pretty close to $19. So the market's been making some big swings. I think part of that is, as we get into the new year, there is cheese out there. And with new cheese plants coming online, we're going to be making more. And so that took a market that was a little bit fired up to start the year, and it's simmering out.
Katie Burgess, one of the dairy specialists with EverAg, she said, you have to remember, though, we still have the Super Bowl. A lot of cheese consumed on that one day alone. And in fact, yesterday, cheese prices did rally a little bit in Chicago. I've got your numbers next.
Make the best of wintertime fun at the 4th Annual Sun Prairie Frozen Fest, January 29th through February 2nd, presented by the Bank of Sun Prairie. It's a fantastic opportunity to enjoy a variety of winter activities like the puzzle contest, cardboard sled classic, winter beer garden, bonfire, hibernation hustle 5K, pancake breakfast, and the 77th Annual Groundhog Day Prognostication. For more about Frozen Fest, log on to cityofsunprairie.com.
Just like some farm projects, they start out small, but they become gigantic. Bobcat Plus can relate. Bobcat Plus, Wisconsin's largest Bobcat dealer, has been in the family since 1991. They started out as one small dealer and now have grown to six locations: Butler, De Pere, Appleton, Eau Claire, Osseo, and their newest location, Kenosha. They offer new and used Bobcat equipment, parts and service, and rentals at every location to help your ag operation. Visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat. One tough animal. All right, as I said yesterday, in Chicago, barrel cheese was up a penny at 182. 40-pound block cheese, 4.5 higher at 182, while AA butter dropped a penny to 251 and a quarter. February Class 3 milk that goes into cheese was up 18 cents at 1915. March up a penny at 1902 on the dairy complex. March corn was up a nickel and a half at 489 and three quarters. December new crop up nearly a nickel at 464 and a quarter. March soybeans were up 9.5, 1065 and a half, with November up 6.5, 1053 and a quarter. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Fox Valley forecast. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. Highs near 19. It will be breezy out of the west. For tonight, chance of snow or flurries. We'll see a low around 15. For Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, a high near 31. Sunday, sunny, 26. Monday, partly sunny, mid-30s.
Currently, one above.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Williams will be here to give his final thoughts on the first week of Trump administration, and we'll be joined by journalist Candy Stroud to discuss the legacy of President Jimmy Carter.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
For
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. 58% of 3rd through 8th graders in Wisconsin are not proficient in English language arts. That's according to the 2023 Forward Exam. An overhaul of the state's reading curriculum was coming, but Republican lawmakers haven't released the funds for it yet. In this week's State of the State speech, Governor Tony Evers asked them to give the schools the money they were promised. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Reading reform is on the way for Wisconsin kids, at least it was supposed to be. In 2023, lawmakers passed a bill to overhaul how the state teaches reading in public schools. The new system is commonly referred to as the science of reading. It's backed by research and focuses more on phonics. It includes new curriculum and materials and hiring literacy coaches for school districts to use when they need to. Schools started this shift for students in 4K through 3rd grade in the fall, but they're doing it without the money they were expecting from the legislature. When it was passed, Act 20 included $50 million to switch to this new method, but lawmakers on the Joint Finance Committee have not released that money.
The legislature need not wait until I introduce my budget to get to work. Republican lawmakers can start today by releasing the $50 million we approved with bipartisan support nearly 2 years ago. These funds were already approved. They are available now, and they should not still be sitting in Madison.
Now, it's complicated, but the Evers administration and the Joint Finance Committee have been fighting out the issue in court. If the $50 million for the new reading materials isn't released by June 30th, it'll go into the state surplus, which is already massive at $4 billion. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, as we mentioned, coming up on Wednesday morning, you want to join Jim and John at the Heights on North Washington Street here in Green Bay from 6 until 9 o'clock. We'll be broadcasting live, celebrating their one anniversary and their first anniversary. And we've got free mimosas out there, free Bloody Marys. We'll have some appetizers out there. You can hang with Jim and John, all coming up Wednesday morning, and that starts at 6 a.m. Once again, Mino and the Mayor with John Mino, and this morning in for the Mayor, Nikki Z.
Who's in charge of the peppermint vodka?
Not peppermint vodka.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just pepper.
Peppercorn.
Peppercorn vodka.
Yeah. So okay. I don't know if they have that, but we did actually go down there, and I did mention maybe I'll bring some with me from Oshkosh.
You know what else they've got? When last time I was there at the Heights, I'm like, why do they have an old oil can on their shelf?
That's that gin.
That's that new gin. It looks like an oil can from the 60s. Something that you'd have on your 24-horse Mercury in the back.
Todd, watch this. We had a planning party at the Heights yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
Mm. Lots of stuff planned.
Mm-hmm. A lot of laughs.
Lot of laughs. Lot of fun.
Okay. Why am I feeling like the guy?
Couple of sandwiches, maybe a salad and some soup. Well, there's, you know.
That sounds actually really good.
Huh.
What were you doing? Why are you doing this to me?
I don't know. You weren't there.
Well, because I had something going on, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I had to take a shower.
Finally.
Lisa Hale.
No, she's not here yet. Oh, 6:50, okay, my friend. 6:50.
Oh, okay. No problem. But today, you guys are going to Zimbaldi's, right?
Yeah.
Which is one of our favorite places.
Yeah. No. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
No, yep, it's not. Right. No, yep. It's not.
No, yep. It's not. Never mind. Going someplace else. Okay.
Stillmink. We're
going
to go meet with our friends at Stillmink.
Got it. Okay.
So one of the things we're working on is with the NFL draft coming to town, Everybody's talking draft.
Yes.
Well, we talk draft here in the studio a lot, but we're usually talking about beer, right? So we put together Mino and the Mayor's top draft picks for 2025, and we're getting partnerships with local breweries in the Fox Valley and Green Bay.
I like
it. And our listeners will be able to choose their favorites with a chance to win $250 in gift certificates from those breweries.
Nice.
And we'll be able to taste test some.
Nice.
Right?
And nice.
We'll have all the guys on with you. So,
you know, that's what's fun about going. Like when we did go to Zimbaldi's that one night where you had a chance to taste all of the different things. And it's fun because I don't go to those kind of places a lot because I never know what to order.
Right.
And you hate to be that dumb guy and you hate to just guess and you don't like it type thing.
But the thing is, they're super hospitable.
Completely.
They love talking about.
Not even a question.
What do you like? What do you normally drink?
But here's
drink?
The thing. I don't know the lingo. Like, well, this has a hoppish sort of. I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Listen, if I enjoy it, that's all I care
about. That's what I mean.
I either like it or it's kind of, you know, whatever.
I'm not an efficient. Oh, this stout tastes a little earthy.
And when I find what I like, That's what I drink.
I go to it.
I want to tell you, she is at attention. She heard her name this morning, and she already popped on.
Yeah, Lisa Hale.
I heard my name being screamed by John Mino, and I was like, what the heck? What?
Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning, you guys. What's going on?
So I got to ask you one thing. You're a Southern girl.
Well, I've spent a good portion of my life there.
So like all that snow and everything they're getting in Louisiana and Florida and everything, do you think that will help decimate the Burmese python population? Yes or no?
In Florida, I don't know about decimating it, but it will harm the Burmese population.
Excellent.
You know that in Florida, there are a lot of Burmese pythons and other snakes that are not indigenous to this area that people have had as pets and have released into the Everglades or whatnot, and therefore they are an invasive species. So having a little bit of snow will be a good thing.
That's what I was thinking, too, because when I retire, one of the things I want to do, I want to go down there and hunt them.
Huh. You want to hunt Burmese pythons?
There's a bounty on them now. You can get paid for like each one you bring in or something. There's a new show I've been watching, Swamp Kings. That's what they're doing.
Why not?
Get one of those airboats.
So why not? Yeah.
Well,
hunt the Burmese pythons.
He doesn't really
want
to hunt the snake. He just wants to ride on the airboat.
Yeah. True.
And that could make for a great show, Mino and the Snakes, right?
I can see this ending really
well. I've always wanted to be on one of those airboats. Yeah. Ever since Gentle Ben, they had an airboat.
No.
Ever since I watched The Rescuers.
Gentle Ben, what a callback. Now, if that doesn't age you, John Mino, there is nothing that will, because I can tell you right now, there is not a millennial or a Gen X, not Gen X, but Gen Zer that knows what you are talking about.
I'll take the bait.
Quick poll. Texting poll. All right. How many texts here?
You got to download the Civic Media app right now, wherever you get your apps. Choose your station, WGBW or WISS. Lower right-hand corner is the talk button. You click that, we get it right in the studio.
Lisa Hale, you and I have a wager. Okay? Mm-hmm. You got to get me a box of chocolates from that place that you guys have in Oshkosh.
Yep,
get you a box of chocolates up here from one of our great candy stores, and that's our wager. You on?
Okay. Quick poll. Works for me.
Did you ever watch Gentle Ben in your youth? Yes or no? Mm-hmm. Did you watch Gentle Ben?
Yes. Go ahead.
Or no.
You're not allowed to play, Nikki.
Why not?
Because you're a member of the community.
Vote. We can vote,
I
right?
can vote.
Nikki's
Dave, you ever
watch?
Dave is yes, so we cancel each other out here. 2-2. Yep. So there you go, Lisa.
Oh, we'll see what shows up on the app.
It was great Sunday night TV, Lisa.
I know. Haggerty was the name of the actor.
No.
Are you sure?
Positive. You're thinking Grizzly Adams.
Oh, you're right.
The guy that played Grizzly Adams was from Pound, Wisconsin, about 30 miles from here.
Come on.
Yeah, true story.
Nikki, you didn't actually have to text in your vote. I mean, I don't know if you said it. You didn't actually
have
to text it. She did.
No.
Dave had a great idea, though.
What?
Okay, you know, what do they call those things? The airboats or whatever, right?
Yes.
Do your Charles Curl, but all the stories you do are from an airboat.
I like that a lot.
That is a great idea.
Up and down the Mississippi. Oh, I like this. I like this a lot. Yeah. That's what I'm talking
about. How about?
No, let me tell you. No, Lisa, listen. The dad in Gentle Ben was the father of one of the most famous TV actors of all time, Ron Howard. The guy that played the son was Ron Howard's brother, who was this really cute kid and turned out to be hideous looking as an adult.
Oh, my.
Clint?
Yeah. And his brother, Ron, always would give him a bit part in every movie he ever did.
Every movie.
Some real little bit part.
All right. So I'll put the results that we got coming in, but I want to give this a test.
Yeah.
All right. So do your best right now.
Okay.
Oh, CBS Sunday Morning.
Charles Curralt. And now the Charles Curralt of the airboat, John Mino.
The sun is glistening off the Mississippi as we wind our way through Hannibal, Missouri, the home, of course, of the illiterate great, that being one Marcus Twain, and his able slave friend Jim, as they try to get up to Cairo, Illinois, on their raft. Yes, the adventures of Huck and Jim, and of course,
That hot little Betty Sue. She was a biscuit, wasn't she?
She was a hottie.
I'm going to visit her mom down in... Okay.
Hey,
what? What? Well, that would be the real Charles Carell after we found out about him, right, Todd?
Yeah, we found out he liked a little something on the side.
Yeah. Yeah. He did have a little biscuit on the side. Oh, my.
So far, ever watch Gentlemen? Yes, 60. No, 40. Thank you. Thank you, my people. I'm weaving this, and I'm going to win.
Speaking of weaving.
Lisa, what's going on?
Yes, New Wisco Weekend.
New Wisco Weekend is related to weaving?
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I just feel so bad because we always
take away
so much time Johnny's on the mic.
I'm not expected to be here to talk about New Wisco Weekend for another 5 minutes. So, I mean, you guys just do your thing.
No, it's good to have you on, Lisa. And, hey, you know what's funny? Yesterday when we had the lady on, she said, wow, is this ever, should I drive by here? And I'm always like, I want to stick my head in. But what a beautiful studio you have right down in downtown Oshkosh.
Oh, I'm telling you, the more I'm here, the more I like it. Now, my actual studio, you can see, is not the prettiest behind me. I mean, you got the servers and all that. But the actual building where we have our on-air studio when Mino and the Mayor come to visit us, and here in the reception area and everything, it's so nice.
It really is.
It's really been done up very.
You know
very
what I like about that part of Oshkosh too? It was an old part of Oshkosh that years ago was kind of neglected and kind of whatever. Now it's got that cool, earthy, urban kind of vibe to it, where you've embraced the old buildings and everything. I love that.
They did it right.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, this it was called the Brooklyn District where we're at now, and I really enjoy the buildings that we have here, but I'm also watching just a little bit down the road. It's called the Sawdust District, and they're building new apartments and new buildings right down there. And I'm really enjoying watching how this area is being developed and changing, but yet still holding on to some of its feel.
That's exactly right. Like when we were there a couple of weeks ago and we were pulling out, and one of the buildings right next to yours, it still had a stone foundation. That had to be built in, 1835 or something? Mm-hmm. A big old stone foundation.
Well, I was watching something on NPR or the Wisconsin PBS this past weekend about Oshkosh, and that fire station, which is right next to us,
is the original first
fire station that was built in Oshkosh.
Yeah. And they keep all those buildings up.
Well, they've torn down
a lot. I know, but some of those cool ones have stayed.
But they're thinking more about that than they ever did before.
Have you been into our new sponsors, Attorney Larson's office?
I haven't yet.
I would love to go in there. It's an old fire station.
That's what he said.
Next time we're down, and that's going to be coming up in February, too, I think on the 13th, in fact, we'll take a walk down there.
Okay, did you cringe with Jim when he said what he said?
About what?
When I said, you still have the pole in there and having fun? And Jim says, no, did you take it home?
It's like, what were you saying, Lisa? I'm sorry, asking Lisa. A question.
You mentioned Attorney Larson is in an old...
Olson.
Is in an old fire station.
Yes, in the old Blue Door building.
I was going to say, isn't that where Blue Door used to be?
Yeah.
Blue Door is an ad agent or a marketing agency here in located here in Oshkosh. And I've been to that building. It's a fantastic building.
Isn't that awesome? Three things. Schools, churches, or fire stations. I want to convert one of those.
Or an attic.
Or an attic or above a garage.
Or a barn.
Or a barn. Or a silo.
Or a silo.
Yeah.
If he lives in a silo, don't... I just imagine you looking like a sloth from the Goonies. Like living chained up. Right. I don't know. Not a silo. Huh. Not a silo.
Actually, silos can be turned into something really cool. I mean, they're circular.
They are being converted.
It's going to be.
And they are being converted. There's a piece of property. Oh, I'm not going to get too
No,
much
don't give
this.
It up.
There's a piece of property in Michigan that I would kill to buy. And I want to convert the silo into a living space. I want to convert the apple barn into a living space. I want to redo the house. Would be
absolutely
cool. I mean, I want to take all of this and convert it and then turn it into a commune where I'm going to pull Todd over and he's going to live in one of the living spaces.
See?
I'm going to live in the other. We're going to grow fruits and vegetables. I'm going to crochet and life will be fine.
Todd has left the building.
Crickets.
Lisa, we're going to have you come back in a minute, okay? Talk about this week's show. Lisa Hale coming over downtown Oshkosh, Mark Hughes in Bell and Sports Medicine, Aaron Ludwig, Dads with Bacon, TV. It's a great podcast. Back after this. Me and Sue,
but I do. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Happy birthday, Neil Diamond, 84 years old. No longer performing, I don't believe, though, right?
Not really going out. He's showed up at a couple of shows and stuff like that. I think they're doing like a live version of The Jazz Singer or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
Did you ever watch the movie Saving Silverman?
Of course.
Oh, he's America's greatest singer-songwriter, and he's our hero.
And then there was The Big Bang Theory, where Howard and Amy Farrah Fowler were huge fans of Neil Diamond and would go to tribute bands all the time.
Absolutely.
Oh, phenomenal. We had him at the ballpark. We had a Neil Diamond tribute singer, Denny Diamond.
Lee Emery played the coach. From Full Metal Jacket?
Yes. Yep.
And with Mr. Hermans, right? He's got his Las Vegas show kind of thing
going on.
Yep. Yep. And he's got Paul
Evenson
that does his tribute to Neil Diamond.
Sure
yeah.
does.
Yeah. Big fan. By the way, our poll, ever watch Gentle Ben? Yes. 65%, no, 35%.
Wow. I'm actually surprised by that.
Lisa, we have a lot of older listeners.
I guess so.
They're just cool.
Younger listeners my age that appreciate... classic TV.
Younger listener your age.
Yep. I know. It's a great contradiction.
Appreciate TV. Classic TV.
John.
Yeah.
You know, I adore you.
Yeah.
But you are in the boomer generation.
Yeah.
We can't call you younger anymore.
Well, he's younger than boomer.
Youngish. I'm a youngish boomer.
I'm an older X.
Yeah. So, you know.
I'm borderline. Old ex, young.
Oh, boom. You're borderline.
You're borderline.
I have some borderline tendencies. Both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a text here. Yes, Clint Howard, a bear in an airboat. What would you want to watch more than that? Probably followed by Starsky and Hutch.
Oh my God, Starsky and Hutch was so good.
Love Starsky and Hutch.
Loved
Starsky and Hutch. Yeah.
I did too.
I wanted to jump over the car and get in the car.
Slide
like
in there,
too.
No question.
We can try.
Yeah, we can't.
I could do that.
Well, you can't. You personally cannot.
If we can get a Starsky and Hutch car,
yes,
and have you and Jim driving down the streets with that,
and you jump in,
there's your promo.
I'm all in. What was that? Big old I don't even remember what that was.
I
don't. What was Starsky and Hutch's car? I don't know.
Let me find out for you.
Oh, I'm looking it up.
Lisa, what's going on your show this week? We love your show.
Oh, well, you know, today is kind of really a good way to lead into it because we're laughing so much. Our show this week, the theme is laughter. And we've got Pete Schwabba has a great conversation with an Appleton comedian, Rob Breckenridge, in it.
Oh, wow. Rob used to be a great friend of mine. Funny guy.
And we've got a feature story on a Green Bay comedian, Kristen Leidy. And
she's
then
been on our show?
Yes, she has. And then we have Amanda Nimmer with her commentary. And I was listening to it this morning and was cracking up.
Our very own Amanda.
I tell you, I love everything that she puts together for this show. When she's serious, she's serious. And when she's funny, I can't stop giggling.
She's
really great. And then, of course, Pete Schwabba not only is part of the cover story, but he has his classic movie pick of the week, which, while not considered a funny movie, is still very good and classic. So,
what is it?
Can you spoil it for us, please?
Hey, you want to know the movie I keep trying to say? I want to throw this out, the public service announcement for me, please. Okay. Is the movie September 5th showing any place local? It's based on the 1972 Olympics when the terrorists took over the Olympic Village. But one of the first things they took over was the ABC TV studios.
Oh.
Yeah. 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 They took over. It's supposed to be fantastic. September 5th, it's called. I can't wait to see this. Yeah.
So somebody just texted in the car for you there under the text line.
76 Ford Gran Torino.
Wow.
That's it. Gran Torino.
Nice.
Lisa, you had a muscle car at one time. What did you have?
I had a Plymouth Fury.
Oh.
And, oh, I loved that car, but it was a boat.
I mean, things are like 30 feet long. My goodness.
Yeah.
Is Plymouth still a thing?
No.
No, it's gone. No.
That's gone, right? A lot of the, like, Mercury's gone. Right? Yep, these ones we grew up with. Pontiac? Is Pontiac still
gone?
No. Nope.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? The classic cars of the day.
Oh, and Pontiac had the classic car. I mean,
GTO. 1967 GTO.
Yes. Who made the Pinto? Question. I was always intrigued by the Pinto.
My sister had the Mercury Bobcat, which was the Mercury of the Pinto kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Boy, that thing was horrible, but man, I love driving around.
Everybody had a little bit of a knockoff muscle car.
Yeah.
Remember when Roadrunners came out, they were going to be the knockoff of GTOs? Remember the Rebels came out? Remember the Mopars, the Rebel came out to combat the Camaros? Yeah. Cars were a big deal back then.
Thunderbirds.
And
Chevy Camaro Z28, baby.
Yeah.
Lord, how I love that car.
Yeah. And then there was AMC.
AMC.
We've got the Gremlin. We've got the Pacer.
Racine?
It was Kenosha.
Brother, Kenosha.
Yep.
My brother had a Gremlin, y'all. I'm not lying when I say that car.
Yeah.
We could practically stop it with our feet.
Yeah. All those really, remember the Yugos and all those cars? They were so light because I was in the gas had to be like, you know, a little bit more. Mileage and everything, and they came out some of the worst cars ever in that era. But yeah, the Pinto I think is the worst.
Yeah, I don't know. The AMC Gremlin was pretty bad.
Yeah, you know what is cool though? I was drove around one day with Tammy, our sales lady, and she's got that bug, that VW bug.
Oh,
that's really
cool.
Fun. Really fun to drive around and buzz around in those. Lisa, give yourself a plug.
New Wisdo Weekend, Saturday morning at 8, Sunday morning at 11 here on WISS and WGBW. This week's theme is laughter, and you are going to laugh.
Outstanding. Lisa Hale, you're the best.
Dear.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
New Wisdo Weekend coming up. It is great. We got Senator Break, Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine will be joining us today. Is, by the way, Peanut Butter Day, Beer Can Appreciation Day, Macintosh Computer Day, Compliment Day, Day of Education. Give me a compliment.
Uh-huh.
Nice sweater.
Okay. Back after this.
You're listening
listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Elon Musk, all concerned about Wisconsin Supreme Court. What does that mean? We'll talk about it. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump has ordered an initial wave of 1,500 active-duty military personnel to the U.S.-Mexico border as part of his crackdown on illegal immigration, the first of those troops arriving today. At a series of ICE raids Thursday across the country, part of a nationwide enforcement following President Trump's executive order, Leticia Zavala is coordinator of a group which represents immigrant farm workers across North Carolina, some undocumented.
We help people have power of attorney so that other people can pick up the children that are in school if they get picked up at work or another place. We're telling people not to open the doors.
President Trump to travel to wildfire-ravaged Los Angeles today. Governor Gavin Newsom in California signing $2.5 billion in wildfire relief. A new study finds adults with ADHD tend to have shorter life expectancies. Researchers say one factor, those patients tend to be more impulsive, taking risks. This is ABC News.